Good morning. It is Wednesday, October the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Man, we had a little bit of a rough start there, but I think the thing I'm trying to get at, maybe, is that this is a historical day. And you think, well, what happened on this day? I'm like, I don't know what happened on this day. I don't care. The question is, what's about to happen? This is the day the Lord has made. We will, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the only day that will ever be October the 30th, the 30th day of the 10th month of the 2024th year. I think what I'm trying to say, my friends, is wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you today. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you as a living. I'm already getting it mixed up. I fix my eyes on you, Jesus, author, perfecter, pioneer of our faith, who for the joy set before you endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Yes, and I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled, Go to the People and Consecrate Them, the Holiness of God and Casual Religion. Our text is Exodus chapter 19, verses 9 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, I'm going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you. Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day. Because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, be careful that you do not approach the mountain. Be careful that you do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death. They are to be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on them. No person or animal shall be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they approach the mountain. After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, Prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. The word of the day today is consecrate. And the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. What does that word mean to you? Consecrate. The Hebrew word is kadosh. Kadosh. And it means to set apart something or someone as holy unto the Lord. Why would God want the people to be consecrated? There's only one reason. Because God is holy. Holy, holy, holy roars the voices of the angels and the archangels and the elders and the living creatures gathered around the throne of God. They never stop shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." It's Revelation 4:8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory, cried the six-winged seraphim, calling out to one another around the throne of God. That's Isaiah 6:3. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. That's the lyrics of the great hymn. Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, declares the ancient rite spoken around the Lord's table for centuries all over the world. God is holy. Yet we live in an age which, with such a thin and sentimental vision of God, if the Bible says anything about God, and it says many things, it says this: God is holy. How have we come to speak of and approach God so casually? There's only one explanation. We have lost sight of His truest nature, of the character that defines all His qualities. God is holy. God is love, to be sure, but the character and quality of His love is holiness. It is not just another wispy projection of human love. No, the love of God is holy love. It is of another order and comes from another place. The Spirit of God is called the Comforter. Yet we must be reminded He is called the Holy Spirit. And He comes like a fire. God's holiness burns with the blaze of 10,000 million suns. Indeed, as the writer of Hebrews reminds us, for our God is a consuming fire. That's 12:29. Did you catch the extreme nature of the instructions in today's text? Be careful that you do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death. They are to be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on them. No person or animal shall be permitted to live. When is the last time you meditated on the holiness of God? It's been too long for me. Perhaps, like you, I have awareness and understanding of the concept of the holiness of God, but it is far from top of mind in my daily life. Upon reflection, my view of God tends to lean toward the more approachable and embracing features of God we see in Scripture. The problem with this is when I lose immediate awareness of the holiness of God, my relationship with God becomes casual. From here, I slowly but surely begin to see God as the mirror image of myself. Holiness is just the opposite, seeing myself in the mirrored image of God. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow." Consecration is the move to offer oneself wholeheartedly to God. It's why every day on the wake-up call, we begin with the prayer of consecration. Consecration prepares the way for personal transformation. And personal transformation opens the way for public demonstration. Far from a ramped-up religion of striving, which is so often signified by earnestness and zeal, consecration is the pathway of humility and surrender. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I join the cries of heaven's throngs, holy, holy, holy. I receive your deliverance from a casual relationship with Almighty God and into an awakened and ever-awakening way of consecrated life. Holy, holy, holy. Would you awaken me to your holiness? And would you forgive me for getting the closing words of my prayer backward? I repent, which is to say, I reverse myself in now saying, it will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today. Do you enter the prayer of consecration with me each day on the wake-up call? Perhaps you might try listening if you do not already do so. It can be so easy to skip past it otherwise, or just quickly read the words. I guess I'm asking, what is your experience with this consecration work every day? And how might it become more real? You know, admittedly, it's just so easy to slip into the motions, to lose the movement and slowly slip into the motions. I mean, it's a fine line because there's something to be said for a set prayer that we have learned and internalized that can lead us to actually pray with the through the prayer as opposed to just reading the prayer, but then in time, that can just become a rote motion. Need not become that, but this is the dilemma that we find ourselves in. So, yeah, it's like a ridge line on a mountain. We want to stay on the ridge line. We're going to sing in a minute. I was thinking that we would sing Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated. That's number 586. But you know, as I was coming through this today, I thought, it's just so easy to put the emphasis on what we're doing when the whole point is for the emphasis to be on who God is. And you can put all the emphasis on being consecrated and consecrating yourself. But you know, this text and really the Bible is about the holiness of God. And like, what if we just could get our hearts lifted into the holiness of God? So I think I'm going to call an audible today. I don't think we're going to sing Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated. I think we're going to sing Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We're just going to get lost in the holiness and the grandeur of God with this hymn. Take My Life's a great song, but I find that when I can get my heart lifted to the holiness of God, he takes my life and it becomes consecrated. I become lost in wonder, love, and praise, as the other hymn says. Another just brief word here. I've gone back to my Holy Spirit Word of God journal from 2023, and I had remembered that I went into that journal and I wrote a series of pages. I went to the great hymn pieces, fragments from the book of Revelation, the very end of the Bible, Revelation 4 and 5 and 7. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, about 4 major hymn fragments. And I just copied them right out of the Bible into my Holy Spirit Word of God journal like you have. And for a good while, I was just going over them every day. I've lost touch with it. But they're those, you know, holy, holy, holy. We've said some of them. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. That's 4:11. And then Revelation 5. You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. In Revelation 5:13, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Anyway, my writing them down was my intention to begin to rememberize them, but I've kind of lost touch with them. So I'm going back. I'm going back to the heart of worship. I'm going to get back to those. And I'm just going to start going over them every day. I'm not going to try to memorize them. I'm just going to start living with them. And then I'll find in time they will have been rememberized. And then when I get before the throne of God in heaven, I'll know the songs. That's what they're singing there. I'll know them. And you know what? You'll know them too. We'll just give a knowing glance across the throne room from each other and say, yeah, we learned those. All right, here we go. Holy, holy, holy. Running a little bit long this morning, I know. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Last verse with all we got. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Let's sing an amen. Amen. It's good to sing that amen sometimes. Lost that a little bit here. Well, wow, what a hymn. That one, that holy, 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 that's always number one in the Baptist hymnal. I love that about the Baptist. Number one in the Methodist hymnals is always going to be, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. And that's a good one, too. That's why we need the Baptists and the Methodists. You know, none of us has it all. Each of us brings a part of the worship. We need the Pentecostals. We need the Catholics. We need the Lutherans. I shouldn't have started that because I'm going to leave people out. Most important things, we need you. We need you. We need you. Right there at the foot of the mountain. And you know, that's the amazing thing. We don't have to stand at the foot of the mountain anymore. We get to come into the holiest place, the holy of holies, the presence of Almighty God. In and through and by the blood of the Lamb, the person of Jesus Christ. Okay, I know I got to stop. It's Wednesday. We just got over the hump before the day even started. And we got to get our seeds now. The Lord wants to sow through our lives for awakening all day long. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.